The first reading is a reading from the book of the prophet Jonah. Jonah was greatly displeased and became angry with God that he did not carry out the evil he threatened against Nineveh. He prayed, "I beseech you, Lord, is not this what I said while I was still in my own country? This is why I fled at first to Tarshish. I knew that you are a gracious and merciful God, slow to anger, rich in clemency, loath to punish. And now, Lord, please take my life from me, for it's better for me to die than to live." But the Lord asked, "Have you reason to be angry?" Jonah then left the city for a place to the east of it. Then he built himself a hut and waited under it in the shade to see what would happen to the city. When the Lord God provided a gourd plant that grew up over Jonah's head, giving shade that relieved him of any discomfort. Jonah was very unhappy over it, was very happy. Jonah was very happy over the plant. But the next morning at dawn, God sent a worm that attacked the plant so that it withered. And when the sun arose, God sent the burning east wind, and the sun beat upon Jonah's head till he became faint. Then Jonah asked for death, saying, "I would be better off dead than alive." But God said to Jonah, "Have you reason to be angry over the plant?"
"I have reason to be angry," Jonah answered, "angry enough to die."
Then the Lord said, "You are concerned over the plant, which cost you no labor and which you did not raise. It came up in one night, and in one night it perished. And should I not be concerned over Nineveh, the great city, in which there were more than 120,000 persons who cannot distinguish their right hand from their left, not to mention the many cattle?" The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Lord, you are merciful and gracious. Lord, you are merciful and gracious. Have mercy on me, O Lord, for to you I call all the day. Gladden the soul of your servant, for to you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. Lord, you are merciful and gracious. For you, O Lord, are good and forgiving, abounding in kindness to all who call upon you. Hearken, O Lord, to my prayer and attend to the sound of my pleading. Lord, you are merciful and gracious. All the nations you have made shall come and worship you, O Lord, and glorify your name. For you are great and you do wondrous deeds. You alone are God. Lord, you are merciful and gracious. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples." And he said to them, "When you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we all ourselves forgive everyone in debt to us, and do not subject us to the final test." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And so today we see Jonah, and Jonah's all mad because people don't get killed. And people are like that today. People want God to go and, you know, kill everybody who doesn't follow him and do all these things. And that's why as we celebrate today the feast of John the 23rd, who wanted to bring mercy to the world and show that the church is embracing its children and always wanting to have mercy and compassion on everybody. When Jesus teaches us how to pray, it's one of the most compassionate things ever. The God of the universe comes and teaches us how to pray as he prayed, to call him the God of the universe, our Father. Every time we pray, we need to come before God and just cry out, "Abba, Daddy, Papa." That God does everything in his power to save us in the life and death of Jesus Christ. He loves you. He loves me. He loves every single person he created. We need to love them too. May you know his love today and forever. Amen.